Hiring in the federal government is supposed to be open, competitive, and fair, but you get what you measure. The Merit Systems Protection Board recently released its annual Fair and Open Competition Report. It's designed to ensure federal employees are hired based on their qualifications and not their connections. Allison Wiley is a senior research analyst at the board. She joined me to discuss the report's findings. One of the key ones, she says, is that fair and open competition is still the standard in the majority of government hires.
Overall, fair and open competition is healthy currently in the government. However, there are some challenges that remain. Some of those are the proliferation of hiring authorities, and agencies need flexibility for filling positions so they can efficiently, effectively recruit. However, that flexibility can be used improperly, either knowingly or unknowingly.
All right, so tell us what the research objective was and how you went about it.
Our research objective was to basically see how fair and open competition was working in the federal government. It is a merit principle. We did a survey of about 30,000 HR specialists to find out how it was currently working in agencies.
And is this research that you do regularly?
Yes.
So it's like every other year type of thing?
Well, not fair and open competition, but it's part of our research agenda.
Okay, and so you surveyed 30,000 people. Did you also speak with some of them to kind of get a depth sample from a few voices?
No, we didn't, but we do have anecdotal evidence basically from our experience.
Okay, and so what did you find out about fair and open?
Fair and open competition is currently healthy in the government, but there are some challenges that remain. One of them could be the proliferation of hiring authorities that is currently out there. The other is the fact that agencies do need flexibility for filling their positions, but that can be used improperly, either knowingly or unknowingly.
So did the research give you any indication of, say, of the people, I don't know, I'm just making this up, of all the people hired in the past 5 years, how many were the result of good, fair, and open competition as MSPB envisions it?
We couldn't necessarily determine how often they were used fair and open competition because fair and open competition isn't explicitly defined. So we looked at overall trends and we found that competitive examining has decreased over the past 12 years.
So just explain competitive examining.
Competitive examining is the only authority that allows agencies to consider all qualified U.S. citizens. So, for example, it's open to everyone that would be qualified for the job. It's not limited.
So, in other words, the job is posted somewhere. I guess they used to use newspaper ads. Now you use
USA Jobs.
USA Jobs. So that's open. Anyone literally in the nation could log on and apply for that job.
Correct.
Okay, so when people don't do that, when hiring managers don't do that, what are the most common ways they actually do it? In other words, can you have good, fair competition, but not necessarily open it to the whole world?
Yes, there are legitimate business reasons for limiting the open period or to who the position is open. Some of them are the avalanche of applications that can come in. You open it to everyone, you can get tens of thousands of applications. Or another reason is the skill set isn't available in the private sector. So there are definitely some reasons to, legitimate business reasons, to limit the area of consideration.
Now, if you're looking for someone to move into a management position, say somebody left, and there are three people in your agency, or you might even know three people in the bureau you share a building with that you know as a hiring manager are terrific for this job, what is your flexibility to be able to say, you know, can you three apply, or I'd like to have you six apply?
Well, you cannot favor someone deliberately for a job. So you cannot tailor a job to somebody or an announcement period to a particular person. However, it's not illegal for a manager to be impressed by the quality of employees that they know. So they just need to make sure that they're not tailoring it to that specific person. You could just open it to that agency only if you feel that the expertise is already in the building. Just don't tailor the actual position to a person.
But you could tailor the person to the position. In other words, you know someone that would fit the position you already have perfectly. Can you go ask them? Can you recruit?
You can let them know that the position is being open, but basically, valuable and job-related knowledge, skills, and abilities can be sought from individuals, but you cannot specifically seek out an individual employee.
And what happens when someone internal might be suitable for, say, a high-level position, but there's also people from the outside? And that has to be just, so is the person who's already in the government in the same pool for that job as people coming that are not in the government that are also applying?
There's usually two announcements that are out there. One is for all U.S. citizens or competitive examining. The other one is internal to federal government. It's called merit promotion. So you would usually have two lists.
All right, we're speaking with Allison Wiley. She's a senior research analyst in the Office of Policy and Evaluation at the Merit Systems Protection Board. So it sounds like there's a lot of discretion that hiring managers have, even within the full and open competition area.
Absolutely. As we see in our report, the flexibility is definitely needed to give to managers to efficiently and effectively recruit.
And so would you say that, you said in general, fair and open is in pretty good shape, but maybe it doesn't need to occur in 100% of open jobs?
That's correct. There are definitely legitimate business reasons to not competitively examine. However, fair and open is a merit principle, so that cannot be waived. Competitive examination or competitive examining is not required at all times.
Okay, so that's an important distinction.
Correct.
And what about all the veterans hiring practices and looking for people with disabilities and all of those socioeconomic goals that the government has through hiring? How do those fit into the whole picture?
There's two hiring authorities that are not part of competitive examining, and that's the VRA and VEOA hiring authorities, and those are used about 25% of the time currently.
And does that seem about right?
We don't have an overall number that is targeting. We just want to make sure that overall agencies are looking at their entire recruitment plan to make sure it's being balanced.
All right. So what would you say from this report hiring managers ought to take?
I think definitely agencies and managers should value fair and open competition and the importance and value of competitive examining. Managers should also be encouraged to avoid restricting the applicant pool unless there's a business case to do so. And managers should definitely not tailor any part of the recruitment process to favor any particular individual.
So it sounds like things are okay, but maybe a little sensitivity training, so as it were, is the result of this survey that you've done?
Things are okay, just agencies need to make sure that they're looking for a balanced recruitment plan out there.
And so did this report go out to all of the hiring authorities in the government?
Yes, it was Title V primarily that we were looking at.
And Title V means?
That's predominantly what most agencies are under, is Title V, is typical competitive examination.